Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello. Hello, hello. Happy Sunday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And there's only one place we can start, as Kell Brook beat Amir Khan in a huge grudge match in Manchester. Here's all the reaction from the likes of Conor Benn on TalkSport's live and exclusive coverage. Ooh.
British boxing has been settled.
Amir Khan, Kell Brook are now embracing each other in the corner. They're having a little bit of a chat back and forth. And it seems to be that the bad blood, for the time being anyway, is absolutely quashed.
The fighting pride of Sheffield, England, the special one,
to be guns blazing right from the very start, and it was absolutely that is a big performance.
He started well, but then Brooks started just landing his shots, and you know, he started letting them go, found home for every single shot he threw. So you got to say credit to Khan for staying up and not going down and really going out on his shield. If you want to talk about going out on your shield, you know, watch this fight and watch how Khan, you know, took it.
He didn't stop him, but he just stopped all the rushes. And I just thought he was brilliant tonight. His timing, his precision, his efficiency, his patience, and maybe his sportsmanship at the end there as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, do you know something? Victor Lachlan deserves an awful lot of credit there. Fantastic, fantastic refereeing.
I've never known an occasion or a build-up where everyone, because there are some unbelievable know-it-alls in our business, where everyone was totally happy to admit, hold up their hands and just say, I've got no idea what's going to happen here, but I want to watch it.
Listen, I'll get in there now. I'm just up for it, mate. I'm absolutely buzzing for Kell, by the way. I'm absolutely buzzing for him. Rivals to rivals.
Yeah, it's final. It's settled. We know who the bragging rights go to. We don't need to see a second fight.
I want to get stuck straight in. I fancy that fight next. I just messaged my trainer. I fancy that fight next. That's what I said. If I've got to wait, I'll wait. If I don't, then I don't. It don't really bother me. All I know is I want that fight. He claims to be the best in Britain. He looked unbelievable tonight. He looked in shape. He looked great on the scales. Now, that's me challenging myself against some former world champion who claims to be the best. Idols to rivals. That's exactly what it is.
On now to the Premier League action. And Manchester City lost at home to Spurs in the late game on Saturday evening. It was one of our three live and exclusive Premier League commentaries across the TalkSport network, with Sam Matterface and Mickey Gray on commentary duty. Ooh.
It's towards the far post. Kane is there and he's headed it in. And now this time he's certainly won it. Now they can go the full Conte.
It's a fantastic ball into the area, and he wanted to land to one man. Well, that man's Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, who was going to be in Pep Guardiola's team, has just absolutely pierced the atmosphere at the Etihad in the 95th minute of the game.
No, I don't have regret. So we have played really well today. We scored two more goals, so it was not So it was not option.
And it's victory for Tottenham Hotspur at the Etihad Stadium. Conte and Guardiola embrace after what has been an unbelievable clash between those two managers and these two teams.
I'm focused only to my work and with my players to try to get the best result from now until the end of the season.
Mickey Gray, we have been treated to an absolute barnstormer. That was a delight from start to finish from a neutral's point of view. Assess it from yours.
You talk about being resilient, Faye. I mean, Tottenham have done that from first to the last minute and they've got their just rewards.
I think it was sometimes poor defending, soft sometimes, and yeah, we have to correct this.
It's been a week of storms. Dudley, Nunes and Conte certainly caused one with a few words earlier in the week, but he might be whipping one up here too.
Every single player performed at the top. Otherwise, it's very difficult to win against City, because I consider Manchester City in this moment the best team in the world.
They were brilliant today, Tottenham. Came with a game plan and it came away with 3 points. Absolutely sensational.
Conte versus Pep ends with the underdog knocking out the heavyweight and possibly opening the door for a challenger to push City in the race to be champions.
For sure a good performance when you play against Manchester City away and you score 3 goals, maybe 4, and you create chances to score other goals. It means that your performance was positive, was good.
We've got a title race on our hands.
Thank you very much.
We never say it's over, this half of the season left, and then for us, we say, okay, let's go, let's move on, and yeah, that's what we're going to do.
It is game on, and it's fantastic to see. What have we got, 13 games left? But everybody's excited now, not just in the Liverpool area, I think around the country, because we want a Premier League challenge. We don't want Man City every single season running away with it. If Liverpool, Chelsea are up there, absolutely brilliant.
Many games for everyone, so still I think 12 games, we have to win a lot, so and we know it, and we are going to recover this week. We're going to train and prepare them. One, knowing that win the Premier League is winning at the end all the time, so I know how difficult it is, where it will be, and we'll train.
Pep Guardiola went after him 4 times and couldn't get his man, and now he's come back to haunt them at the Etihad Stadium and end their unbeaten run. What a fantastic match. Manchester City 2, Tottenham 3.
Now, staying with Saturday's football, West Ham missed the chance to move into the top four after being held to a 1-1 draw at home to Newcastle United. Shortly, we'll hear from the former West Ham striker Dean Ashton and a whole host of Hammers fans as well. But here's how the drama unfolded on game day exclusive on TalkSport. Yep, you get the idea.
And the full-time whistle goes, and a few boos ring around the London Stadium. West Ham failed to retake fourth spot.
Well, it was never really something which I think MD really put West Ham in that position. We've worked really hard in the early part of the season to be in that position. We like it. We like getting spoken about, having a chance of making the Champions League. But there's also a wee bit of realism about it, you know, where we've come and what we've done in the last year or two.
I think our chance ended when we didn't get anybody in the transfer window, to be perfectly honest.
West Ham in fault would be probably the biggest achievement in the Premiership since Leicester's win.
I mean, we'll get top half, but maybe the European Conference, but at the moment, I can't see it's better.
It's been a great season still, but you want to finish it off if you're West Ham, if you're these supporters. You could tell in the stadium, the atmosphere towards the end, frustration more than anything. I think there's always the effort from West Ham. They just lacked a little bit of quality in recent weeks.
If someone said to me before a ball's kicked every season, would you take 8th place being a West Ham fan? I'd say, yeah, I would.
Once again, this Champions League berth is proving elusive for so many sides. Who wants it?
There's a chance West Ham could finish 8th. For all the season you've had so far, there's a chance that you could finish 8th and not qualify for Europe at all. Wolves are looking good. Spurs, Arsenal and United, I think, are going to be ahead of you this season.
The biggest concern for them is going to be they're still in 2 cup competitions, Jordan. And that could take a lot out of an already thin team, which I think Andy expressed, and he's right about that.
All the West Ham fans, or the vast majority, know that we needed probably 3 players in the window. A left-back, a centre-back and a striker.
Hey, we're going to keep fighting for it. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to try and pick up the points which might get us there. And who knows the importance of the 1 point today.
The door is now wide open, it seems, for pretty much everyone else, you'd have to say.
except West Ham United. Now, in terms of that race for the top four,
to finish fourth, they're going to have to beat Arsenal. They're going to have to beat United. They're going to have to beat Spurs, as well as everybody else.
And the fear for so many West Ham fans is that if we don't get that fourth, we're going to be waving bye-bye to Mr. Rice in the summer.
If I was West Ham, if I was David Moyes, I would be slightly shifting my focus now in trying to win the FA Cup.
And although West Ham huffed and puffed through the second half, I don't remember Martin Dubravka having a major save to make.
What's the overriding emotion after that?
Thrilled that we picked up a point. Could have easily lost it. Especially when you don't play that well. So we didn't play well today, and a point was probably the best we could have hoped for in the end.
Yeah, pleased with the point. I think on reflection, when you analyse the whole game, probably disappointed it wasn't three.
Full time at the London Stadium here on TalkSport on Game Day exclusive. West Ham United 1, Newcastle United 1.
It's another point ticked off, a little bit closer to where we want to be. The main thing that pleased me though was the all-round effort and spirit of the group, which continues to improve.
Elsewhere, Burnley tonked Brighton 3-0 and Arsenal moved.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
To within a point of the top four after beating Brentford. Here's how the best of the rest of the Premier League action played out across the TalkSport network.
What a finish from Bukayo Saka. He lashed it in from the edge of the penalty area. And once again, Arsenal's youngsters have really come to the party.
We have to continue doing it. I'm more conscious about the way we are playing, the way we are performing, because that would lead to results. And I'm really happy with what we've done today.
Liverpool 3, Norwich 1, all that frustration that was around earlier has now completely gone, and it's a first Premier League goal for the January signing, Luis Diaz.
Goals as they go in, that's what we're all about on Game Day Live on TalkSport.
Burnley off the bottom, above Watford, above Norwich, giving themselves hope. Brighton 0, Burnley 3.
I think the last four performances have led to that performance, because I think we've been decent in all of them. We've only got 3 points out of their performances, but of course, against some top sides, and then we came down here today with the right mentality, the right performance level, and the right detail. I've been talking about that all season. The details were right for both boxes.
And Emmanuel Dennis got in behind the substitute, Ashley Young, and planted a powerful header beyond Emi Martinez. Watford have finally got that goal.
It fell to Ziyech, and his volley went past Jack Butland in the Palace goal. He goes over to the travelling Chelsea fans to celebrate. Right at the end, that could be a massive goal in Chelsea's season.
And Southampton surely have sealed victory with a second here at St Mary's. Alex Crook.
And talk about a dream substitution. It's Southampton 2, Everton 0. Shane Long has just scored with virtually his first touch after coming on to replace Armando Broja.
And we end the podcast looking ahead to today's Premier League action as the mighty Manchester United, oh please win, travel to Elland Road to play Leeds. Here's the fun boy Jason Cundy and the former England midfielder Danny Murphy, who believes the club are getting worse under interim boss Ralph Rangnick.
It is massive. It just goes, it really does underline, really, where United are at the moment and who they are.
I've been watching United a lot since he's been in, and they're getting worse, not better. I think he looks a little bit, it looks a bit too much for him. I don't see enough authoritative leadership.
They are finding new ways to embarrass themselves as a football club. This is another example of it. I don't like the sound.
Do you agree with it? Do you like it?
Well, I don't think you need, unless there's been some sort of disciplinary procedure going ahead, I don't think you need to change them. I think changing the captaincy, what is that really going to solve right now?
The way he's talking after games is bamboozling me, because if he thinks that was acceptable against Southampton, I could have done 20 different, more than 20 incidences of players not willing to do very simple things, which is tracking runners, winning a tackle, trying to do normal things that any football team across the country would do. They don't do it. The reason they don't do it is because there's no repercussions for not doing it, and he's not on them for not doing it. He's out of his depth.
Well, there you go. That's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care. One thing I do care about, and that's that you make sure you hit the subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow night at 10 p.m. on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar alongside the moon-faced, the fun boy, the duck lover, Jason Cundy. Of course, taking your calls on all the games that did go ahead this weekend. Not all of them. Obviously, we only talk about the Premier League. All the other leagues don't really exist. Anyway, there will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks of the Day podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.